Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and I'm here every Sunday night with the finest in jazz. Tonight is the fourth Sunday of the month, and it's our Keys and Strings Hour in the first hour, and new music in the second and third hours. The Keys and Strings Hour will be piano duets, something that we haven't done for about 3 years, and so we're going to be checking out piano duets in all kinds of styles that range from boogie-woogie to fairly modern jazz. And then we're going to have new music, and new music will be featured with people like Dave Stryker and a wonderful new recording called The Passion of Charlie Parker. So sit back and relax and enjoy Jazz Unlimited tonight following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited. This is our Keys and Strings Hour, or the quieter side of jazz. We're going to feature piano duets tonight, and we're going to go all the way from boogie-woogie to modern jazz, and we'll also hear the Woody Woodpecker song, so please stay tuned. We're going to start with Albert Ammons and Mead Lux Lewis playing Bass Goin' Crazy, recorded in 1939. This is the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited for the month of August. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. We heard Boogie Woogie Piano, called Bass Going Crazy, with Albert Ammons and Medlux Lewis on duo pianos in 1939. We've got the Brubeck family, Count Basie and Oscar Peterson, Harold Danko and Kirk Lightsey, Earl Hines and Duke Ellington, Tommy Flanagan and Hank Jones, Chick Corea and Hiromi, and the Woodpecker Song coming up in this hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to have a set of two. The first one is from one of my favorite piano duets. That's between Ralph Sutton and Jay McShann. And they're both on pianos with Milt Hinton on bass and Gus Johnson on drums in 1979. And it's a Jay McShann composition called Hootie's Ignorant Oil. And then we're going to hear Oscar Peterson and Benny Green on duo pianos with an old war horse, Limehouse Blues. And they are accompanied by Ray Brown on bass and Greg Hutchinson on drums. And this is a 1997 recording. Thank you. We heard a set of two on our Keys and Strings Hour right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me. The first one was a piano duet between Ralph Sutton and Jay McShann, accompanied by Milt Hinton on bass and Gus Johnson on drums. And it's a 1979 recording of Hootie's Ignorant Oil. And then another duet between Oscar Peterson and Benny Green, accompanied by Ray Brown on bass and Greg Hutchinson on drums in 1997. And the tune is An Old War Horse, Limehouse Blues. We have Earl Hines and Duke Ellington, Tommy Flanagan and Hank Jones, Chick Corea and Hiromi, and Dick Hyman and Roger Kellaway doing the Woody Woodpecker song. So please stay tuned. And now we have a set of three following the station break. The first one is Michael, My Second Son, Dave and Darius Brubeck on pianos, Michael Brubeck cello, Chris Brubeck electric bass, and Dan Brubeck on drums. And then 920 Special, Count Basie on piano, Oscar Peterson piano, Freddie Greed guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Louis Belson on drums. It's a 1974 recording. And then finally, Wayne Shorter's Pinocchio by Harold Danko and Kirk Whitesey. Thank you. This is the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited, and we had a set of three. The first one was Michael, My Second Son, played by Dave and Darius Brubeck on piano, Matthew Brubeck cello, Chris Brubeck electric bass, and Dan Brubeck on drums. It was recorded in 1995, and then 920 Special, and that's Count Basie and Oscar Peterson on piano, Freddie Green guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Louis Belson on drums in 1974. And then finally, Wayne Shorter's Finocchio, played by Harold Danko and Kirk Whitesey on pianos in 1989. We've got Dave Stryker coming up, and also The Passion of Charlie Parker in the second hour, so please stay tuned. Now we have another set of piano duets. The first one is called House of Lords, and you know, the name Earl and the name Duke do come to mind when we think about British lords. And this is a duet between Earl Hines and Duke Ellington on pianos, with Larry Gale's bass and Ben Reilly on drums in 1965. And then we're going to hear Tommy Flanagan and Hank Jones on piano, playing Our Delight, recorded live at the Marciac Jazz Festival in 1993. Thank you.
Now you can believe that's the first time that's happened.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was a set of two piano duets here on Jazz Unlimited's Keys and Strings Hour. The first one was House of Lords with Earl Hines and Duke Ellington on piano, Larry Gale's bass, and Ben Riley on drums, recorded in 1965. And then Our Delight, recorded live at the Marciac Jazz Festival in 1993 by Tommy Flanagan and Hank Jones on pianos. We have Dave Stryker, The Passion of Charlie Parker, and Steps Ahead with a big band coming up in the second hour, so please stay tuned. Now we have a duet between Chick Corea and Hiromi on Chick's tune Windows, and this is a 2007 recording. And then Dick Hyman and Roger Kellaway on pianos will play something that generally is not heard in jazz, the Woody Woodpecker song. And that was recorded live in New York in 1981. Following the station break,
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was a set of two to close the Keys and Strings Hour for the month of August here on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was Chick Corea's composition Windows, played by Chick and the Japanese pianist Hiromi in 2007, and then the Woody Woodpecker song played by pianists Dick Hyman and Roger Calloway in 1981. We have a station break now, and following the station break, we're going to hear Dave Stryker, The Passion of Charlie Parker, and Steps Ahead with a big band. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited following the station break.